Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, and let's hear what the Lord has to say unto the church today. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. And while the Word of God is being read, we don't want any talking. We don't want any movement. Yeah, you can move. We don't want you wandering off. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. When we get there, let us say amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to be reading the 12th verse and ending at the 12th verse. Okay. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. You may be seated. I want to talk about a willing mind. Is that okay? God is bringing this in this house for a reason, and I pray that it leads out of this house and it goes all over the world. God is saying that he needs a willing mind. A willing mind is an eager mind. It's a ready mind. It's a mind that's full of zeal. Zeal means enthusiasm. So God said, I need a willing mind in the body of Christ. So as I've been seeking the Lord, I always wondered, I say, God, you have some people that's willing and you have some people that's not willing. And the Lord began to impress this in my spirit. See, sometimes we can be having problems or areas that we need to work on, and we don't even realize that we need to work on these areas because our hearts have become so hardened in those areas. The main thing is we need to quit watching other folk. We need to quit doing like other folk. And we need to do like the Word of God tells us to do. And we need to quit following false teaching and false doctrine. We need to do what the Word says do. And the only way you can do what the Word says do is be in the Word. And if you're in the Word, you should be born again, born from above and not born from this earth. Because a person that is not born again cannot understand what this Word is saying. So God said, I need a willing mind. And before I go into depth into this teaching, I'm going to go through some scriptures that talk about a willing mind. When we look in the book of Exodus, the 25th chapter, God was telling them that he wanted them to bring offerings, but he wanted the ones that had a willing heart to bring that offering. Then when you go to Exodus 36, God is saying the same thing about having a willing heart bringing the offering. See, when you are bringing an offering, when you're bringing your tithes, if your heart ain't willing, it ain't acceptable before God. I don't care how much you're giving, if your heart ain't into what you're doing, it is not acceptable before God. Now, some of us are wondering, I pay my tithes, I do this and I do that. That's the problem, you're doing it. Your heart ain't right. You don't have a willing mind to do what you're doing. You're not eager doing what you're doing. This is not a gambling game here. We don't gamble when it comes to God. We don't do it because somebody say, well, if you don't pay your tithes, the windows of heaven is going to be shut up, and God is not going to pour you out a blessing. Come on, that's intimidating people, having them to pay in fear, putting fear on folk. You don't have to put fear on folk for folk to do anything when it comes to God, because when you have a relationship with God, nobody should not entice you. Nobody should not beat you over the head. Nobody don't have to make you do anything. This is why God said, I need some people in the body of Christ that has a willing heart. So here go Moses. Moses was saying he want all the people that were willing to bring stuff into that tabernacle. When you go to Exodus 36, the word of God says that these people were so willing, Moses had to stop them from giving. This was in the Old Testament. And we are up under a better covenant. Look at your neighbor and say, what's wrong with you? Oh, look at him again. Say, what's wrong with you? Let's just pause for a minute. The Bible says, go in Exodus 36. Now, first of all, I want you to realize I'm going through some different things. It's not even about your money. Don't get that out your mind, because some people say, uh-oh, she wants some money. It ain't about your money. It's about what the word of God says. So in Exodus 36, just imagine this. Moses telling them, stop, don't bring no more, because we have enough to do what we have to do. What body of believers or what pastor is going to say, stop giving? They're going to say, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, and they're going to spend it as you giving it on nonsense and not on what the word of God is telling them to do with the money. What pastor is going to tell you, don't give me that? Have you found one? Have you found one to tell you, no, don't do that? No, hold on to that. But in the word of God, it was saying that they had what they needed for the purpose that God told Moses to bring it in for. See, the first thing you got to understand is God give you a purpose. God give us a vision. And we write the vision and we make it plain and we present it to the body of Christ. And whoever God has up under you supposed to look at that vision of what the Lord had given the vision there, and they supposed to come in and help with that vision. This is what was happening with the tabernacle. These were things that were needed for this tabernacle. And the people were giving so willingly that Moses said, stop, we got what we need. But in today's society, nobody's saying stop. They're saying bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. 100 just won't do. Step it up. You can go to 5. Come on, you know they got them lines. They got them healing lines. $2 line won't do no more. Come on, if you want to be healed, you got to step it up. I need $100. And the minute you put that $100 in my hand, your body's going to be transformed and changed. Do you know why you feel a little tingling in your body? Because you built your mind up to what they were saying. You didn't know? Look at your neighbor and say, you didn't know? You built your mind up to what they were saying. So this is why they have to twist your mind. They have to make you believe in what they're doing, and that's the only way it'll work. But I'm here to tell you, I don't have to do nothing but believe in what he's already done, because it's already mine. I don't have to give you $100 to be healed. I don't even have to give you $2 to be healed. The only thing I have to do is believe in what he has done, and because I believe in what he has done, I'll give you from the heart. Something's wrong in the body of Christ. We got some people out here telling some tales, telling some stuff that's not true. But this was a willing heart. So this is what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 8. He was talking to the Corinthians, but he was building them up through the testimony of the Macedonian church. He was letting them know how they were doing, but he said, First, there has to be a willing heart. And if our heart is not willing, we're not going to get anything that God has provided, because God knew your motive behind your giving. And I'm going to give you an example. I remember someone had come to me years ago, and they wanted to pay their tithes. It was just in their heart to pay their tithes, but they were not over their finances. You know, in a household, we have husband and the wife has to have the husband cares to work with me. I want to pay tithes, but now my husband is in the room with me. But what I want to do, so said, do you give money? They said, well, who's him? You and Tony. And wait, I was start with you. I know. God, that we hey, so you's what happened is going to honor that. So they begin to use what. And as they begin to use what they have, guess what? The husband came in. What God their heart. They're so willing to give that they use the little that they have. And this is why this verse says, I like the next part of that verse where it says, for if there be first a willing heart, it is accepted according to that a man has, and not according to that he have not. So if you give in willingly, with the zeal, with enthusiasm, being dedicated to what you're doing, with readiness, if you're doing it with willingness, it is acceptable for what you have and for what you and not for what you don't have. See, the problem is, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to go to this part too. I remember it was a person that didn't take too kindly to me. Did not take too kindly to me because one thing I'm going to tell you, when God tells me to do something, I ain't bowing down. I don't care who it is. I'm not going to bow down. I'm going to do what the word of God tells me to do, and that's just my fight. The word is the final authority, not man to me. So whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do it because I know it's going to always work. But this person didn't take too kindly to me. And when it was time for this person to pay their tithes, this person made a remark and said, I shouldn't even pay my tithes. No, you shouldn't. Because your heart wasn't right. So even though you put your tithe in the basket, it didn't benefit you anything. Because your heart was not willing. You didn't have an enthusiasm. You didn't have a zeal. There wasn't a burning going on the inside of you. See, what I want you to understand, when you give it into the kingdom of God, there should be a zeal. There should be some enthusiasm. There should be some dedication. Nobody shouldn't have to pump you up. Nobody. See, the problem in the body of Christ, too many pastors spend too much time behind the pulpit trying to pump you up to give into the kingdom of God. It shouldn't happen like that. Pastors should teach you the word that you go home, you done suffered and get there because it's that it's the foolish folk. They had a rat in mind. No, they were being taught. Because they had a rat in the mind. They were in such the church. And they had no church. They can do what work to do. They had a deal about them. They had a bird in mind. They had a deal about them. From my age, no pathway, when my African men, and people want the coffee red, and book all we read, they have understanding, they want understanding. I'll leave a little morning, because of understanding, they have no reward. Come away, now I'm not in right. Some people don't want to go to church. Some people don't even want to fellowship with the saints no more. But they have time for other things. They have time for foolishness. They have time for scratch offs. They have time for other things, but they don't have time for the word of God, because they think they don't need that. Where is that fervency when it comes to the word? Where is that zeal? And it reminds me of Apollos in Acts 18, when Apollos had a fervency, when he was fervent in the spirit. He was on fire. There was a burning. Even though he didn't have all that he needed, he still was presenting that word with a zeal. And God said, until your mind is willing, you will not be able to get what I already provided. This is why so many people cannot get financial breakthroughs. Because you're gambling in the house of the Lord. If I give him 100, he got to give me double for my trouble. I'm just going to sacrifice this. I'm getting ready to tell you, yes, God wants you to make a sacrifice, but Jesus was the final sacrifice. And if you know what Jesus done, we don't have to go on 10%. Oh, I'm going to help you with that. 10% was just laid out for him. It was just a guideline. And see, I'm going there because some people got it mixed up with tithes. They got it mixed up with tithes and offerings, and then there's your alms. You know, it's all three of them work together. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is in all three of them. But when you're not in the word of God the way you need to be, you're holding stuff in you that's stopping you from giving, and you're being rebellious according to the word of God. But he said, first, there has to be a willing mind. That means a mind full of zeal. Now, how can my mind be willing to do this? Paul was saying right here in chapter 8, and oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. God is saying this. You know, the word of God says that when you have a willing mind, your gift or your offering or whatever is accepted not based on what you don't have, right? This is what God is saying. If your mind is willing, this is what some people say. If I had it, I would give it. Look at your neighbor and say, do you think God is dumb? Do you think he fell off a rocker? Do y'all think he got a knot on his head? God know what you have. The problem is you don't want to give what you have because you don't trust him. Let me stop right there. Look at your neighbor and say, is he still stupid? God know what you make because you wouldn't even be where you are if God didn't put you there. But our problem is this is what we do. Y'all, for some reason, we never have enough. Is that not right? I got a car, but it ain't enough. I need a truck. It's only one of me. I need the car. I need the truck. First of all, then you go to God and say, I get tired of them asking me for money. Come out of 10%. Don't they see I ain't got it? You had it before you got the truck. Hold it. Holy Ghost hitting something right now. You had it before you got the truck. He's basing it on your willingness. See, this is where you mess up at. People are down in pastors because pastors are saying, you know, you need to give into the kingdom of God. Can I ask you something, Minister Bell? Are you sitting in a seat? How did it? Did you? I. Godly. Stay in that hell of your limits. Y'all know? Get your pay on the money, nigga, and put in the gold. God, I'm calling on you. But you act like you don't hear me. I paid my tithes. No, you didn't. That wasn't acceptable. Because you just threw it in the bucket. See, when you come to the table and you're giving to God, you should be excited. You should have a zeal. You should have a passion. You should have an eagerness to say, when will we get to that part? And you know what some people say in Miracle Temple? What about the offering? Sometimes I forget sometimes some different things. People remind you. Oh, that's a good pass. Because some of them will be, wait a minute, stand, come on up here. You sit in the middle of the service, come on up here again. Because they saw some new faces, they don't want nobody to leave. Then at the end of the service, they say, come on up here again. Hit you three times. It's so funny how we here at Miracle Temple get it at the end. If I was greedy and my name was Jimmy, I get it at the beginning, middle, and end. And catch you at the door. So wait a minute, I ain't see you come up here to this bucket. Usher. God said, I need some willing-minded people. And this is where I'm going with willing-minded. Remember, a willing-minded person has an eagerness about them. They have an enthusiasm about them. They have a readiness about them when it comes to the things of God. Come on, go back to where we were in Exodus 25. He said, the only ones I want to bring an offering is the ones with a willing heart. That's what he said. Then in Exodus 35, he was still talking about that willing heart bringing the offering. God was preparing Moses. But in Exodus 36, they had to do. And they did. And it was so much. This is what I'm saying. We are the body of Christ. It should be so much overflow in the body of Christ that the banks need to get loans from us. There's a problem. It should be so much access in the body of Christ that care of it. You don't have to do this or do that to try to obtain it. You don't have to put on programs to get an offering. We got so many programs being put on to get an offering. You know why people put on so many programs and have so many revivals? Ching chong. Come on, I need to change. This is what I need. Do you know why sometimes people have first and second services? They need the money, because let me tell you what happens. When a person go outside the vision that God has given them, or when they're trying to do something on their own, they got to put on something to get the money to do it. But this is what I have learned. If I'm willing, Lord, and I'm obedient, I'm going to eat the good of the land. But first, you got to be willing in order to be obedient. Because if you're not willing, you're not going to be obedient to the word of God. God already know your heart before you come up in here. God already know what you have decided to do before you enter here. I remember when I was going to this church, and I loved the church, but I just didn't want to give nothing. I didn't want to give my tithe. That was hard money. I was struggling. So what I made up in my mind, I made it up to give $20 each Sunday. That's all you get. That's all I'm giving you is $20. So I lived off that $20 faithfully, $20. But when I got my own ministry and I started going into the Word of God and reading how God says, I need a willing mind. I need a willing heart. I don't need for you just to pull a number out of your head and then put it in there and think you're going to get something that I already provided. You're not doing it willingly. You're doing it grudgingly. You're doing it out of necessity. And you're not doing it from your heart. And you're wondering why you're still struggling, because you ain't yet trusted me. Because you're trying to do it and thinking that you're doing God a service. I pay my tithes. Do you really pay what God is asking you to pay? Because God already knows what you have. Some of us can go beyond 10%. But we choose not to go beyond because we say that's the guideline. No, it ain't. Let me go there. In the beginning, we're going to go back to Abraham. God did not tell Abraham to give Melchizedek 10%. No, he didn't. Abraham chose to give it to him because he loved God so much, and God helped him win the battle, that Abraham was so touched with what God done. He gave him 10%, and then they end up using that 10% from there on out. But Abraham wasn't up under law, Minister Drew. He wasn't up under no law. He wasn't up under no obligation. He gave from his heart. And guess what? Even the ones that was up under the law that began to pay it, it said that his descendants were still in his loins. They didn't know nothing about the law then. But they gave it. Why? Because if Abraham did it, we can do it. But God set that standard to teach them him. That's why. But are we up under that today? We're up under grace. We're up under mercy. But why is 10% still being taught? Because there has to be a guideline. If you don't guide people along the way, they won't give you nothing. And 10% out of 100, hello, is who? No, it ain't a dollar. Somebody's telling you you don't have to pay your tithe. Where did that false doctrine come in at? Let me ask you this, Miss Mary. When you go to Food Line or Piggly Wiggly, do you walk up there with a bucket full of groceries and say, I don't have to pay for this, and put it in your car? No, you locked up. Anybody do that? Do you pull into McDonald's and ask for a tea, and do they give you the tea before they get your money? They get what first? They got a window right here, and they don't take charges. You pay it before you get that dollar tea, don't you? You come into the house of God, and you're being fed the best wine. And some people won't even leave a tip. Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. And then you tell people, that's not what the word say. Tell me what it say. Tell me what the word say. Because this is what the word is saying today. Open your Bible. Do you have your Bible? I want you to open your Bible. But see, first of all, I got to deal with your twisted mind. Your twisted mind is saying we shouldn't even mention 10% in the word of in church. We shouldn't talk about tithe. Okay. Old Testament and Malachi, ain't that the scripture? Malachi 3. And what Jesus, where God was, do you know why God was talking to them people that way? Because the priests, they were doing stuff with God's stuff that they should not have been doing. They were giving God the messed up animals. And that's why God says, you're going to be cursed with the curse. But guess what? I ain't under no curse no more. Amen. Jesus has done away with the curse. Okay? I'm not up under that curse. So if you don't pay your tithes, guess what? Ain't like God going to strike you dead. But you're missing out on what the word of God is telling you to do. So they were doing things that the word of God did not tell them to do. And God was saying, this is why your crops is going to like rain. Everything is going to be cursed because you being disobedient. But pastors take this scriptures and threaten you with it to try to get your money. I'm not going to threaten you with this. Because if you know him and you're spending time with him, Lord have mercy, and you got the Holy Spirit, you should have a willing mind. Whatever pastor's getting up every Sunday trying to entice you to pay is wrong. Only thing they do is tell you what the word of God is saying, present it the way the Holy Spirit is telling them to present it, and it's up to you to have a change of heart and a change of mind. But guess what? God has some rams in the bush. And you're the only one that's missing out. And you know what the funny thing is? The ones that don't want to give is the ones that will need a handout. Them the ones that's going to need help when the bank won't give you no loan. When you go to family and family ain't got it. The next park is the church. Well, you know, I need so-and-so. Well, I pay my tithes. Guess what, y'all? I don't go in there and check to see what you pay.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.